share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Would you be okay if I give you a skin consultation? COVID-19 has undoubtedly changed the face of dating and led to people having to rely more and more on dating apps and social media platforms such as Twitter in order to find a potential partner. However, based on the experience of a Malaysian man, Kayum, even dating apps like Tinder can from time to time provide a much different type of interaction and connection that has nothing to do with romance. In a screenshot of a Tinder conversation he had with a match, which he posted on Twitter, instead of connecting and getting to know one another, he was asked whether or not he wanted a skin consultation. In his post, he says, "They said download Tinder to find a girlfriend." The Tinder. Speaking to World of Buzz, Kayum said that he has never personally experienced this type of interaction before. "Usually they will ghost me after the match, but this time I got excited because my match actually replied to me, but when I opened the message, it turns out that all she wanted was to do a consultation on my skin," he added. His post was well received by netizens and currently has over 6,000 likes and 2,750 shares. Many netizens shared their similar experiences of having matched with people who are using Tinder to promote their businesses and services such as insurance agents, skin consultants, travel agents and much more. A netizen said that they matched with a Koei agent. Another user shared their experience of another dating platform where they matched with someone who was selling popcorn. One user expressed their frustrations in regards to people who sell and promote their business on Tinder. "The other day I encountered someone promoting their travel agency based in Sabah. Another one was promoting their snack store." Many users complained that it's difficult to find genuine matches and connections when dating apps are filled with people selling their products and services. A user said, "You tag that girl here now so that I can curse her. No respect for single people trying to find a girlfriend there." Meanwhile, Kayum told World of Buzz that he thinks it is fine for people to promote their businesses on dating apps, but they should mention on their bio first. "It's a dating app. Don't give people false hope. We feel you, Kayum. We truly hope that you meet your right match soon." To those who use dating apps as a platform to meet potential clients and customers, perhaps be more upfront or head elsewhere. Check out Kayum's post here. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comment section. Also read. We need to be creative. This Majin woman is looking for love on Twitter and her BFF is her wingwoman. Source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.